My name is Mike Veneman. I'm one of the assisting pastors here, and I'm going to wrap us up this afternoon now that we've gone into the noon hour. And I want to do so as we wrap up, going into lunch, just settling once again and considering just for a moment the verse and the theme of this meeting, this gathering together that we saw from Jeremiah. The whole focus being related to faith, what it is, the need to demonstrate that faith, the need to exercise that faith, the need to stand together in that faith as well. And to that end, I want to remind us of the verse that was shared, particularly verse 5 in Jeremiah 12. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? The context of that verse from Jeremiah, I believe it's crucial for us today, and everything that I've heard just confirms that from the Lord. Jeremiah was in a time of personal crisis, a personal crisis of faith. As a prophet of the Lord and to the people of the Lord, he'd been threatened. They wanted to kill him because he spoke the word of the Lord. They had tried to kill him, and he had been badly treated indeed. This trouble brought Jeremiah in his crisis of faith to question God. Have you ever questioned God? Certainly we have. Lord, why is this happening? Why is this so hard? Why are these things in my life the way that they are? Why are these people doing these things? Why do they want to kill me? He was questioning God. He couldn't understand why the wicked were prospering. He would look around and see that. In our world today, maybe you've questioned that. He couldn't understand why the treacherous were doing so well. He could not understand why they seemed to be flourishing. In his exasperation, he asked the Lord, "How long will the land mourn? How long is this going to go on? When will the Lord judge those who choose wickedness for their lives? When is that going to happen?" Well, the Lord answered Jeremiah's crisis in faith with our verse, with our focus verse. He said, Jeremiah, if you've run with the footmen and they've wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? In other words, the Lord's saying to Jeremiah, if you have this crisis of faith right now, when life is not as difficult as it's going to be, and it can be, then how are you going to make it when those things come about? The Lord gave Jeremiah the answer he needed to his crisis of faith. He said, "Do not believe the lies of the society, of the people. Do not believe in their smooth words. Hold fast to the word of the Lord." And here is our application, I think, from the word of God and from what's been shared from the word of God that ties us all together from our men this morning. This is what is necessary regarding faith in our days. The faith that will be needed to run with horses. Steve spoke of the shield of faith. We must first and foremost have faith. If you're here this morning and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ that's afforded to you by God Himself, you have no faith. You have what was described by faith in faith. It's empty. Well, we hope this happens. Well, how does that happen? There's no answer to that. What's necessary is a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it can be, as he describes, sanctifying. There's a saving faith and then a sanctifying faith. That becomes the rightness with our God, our Creator. And it comes by faith that is unto salvation. If you're here again today and you've never surrendered your life, your will to the Lord, and you've been brought to this place to a men's conference, which happens often, and the men will speak and you'll have lunch, but you've never surrendered your life to the Lord, these things about faith that have been spoken to about, they're not available to you. There's one of faith available to you right now, and that's the faith that comes when you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you trust Him for the forgiveness of sins, for the promise of everlasting life. If you do not have a personal relationship with your Creator, the Lord God, the very purpose for which you exist, the very purpose for which you sit in this room today is to have a relationship with your Creator. If that is not you, you do not possess the faith which we've been speaking of all morning, but you can. And you don't have to leave here today without it. If you have not been born again from above by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that you're dead in your trespasses, dead in your sins. Jesus came that we might have life. He came and paid the full and satisfying payment for our sins to have that relationship with our God, with our Creator, for which we have been created. He did that, and by faith in Him and what He did, we have the forgiveness of sins, and we have that promise of everlasting life, and that relationship begins at that moment. You're going to have an opportunity before we go to lunch to begin that relationship if you have not yet done that. If you're here today without that, you will have that opportunity. I pray that you would take that time to do that. It is the very reason that you exist. Maybe you have not known that. Maybe you have not realized that. Today, God loves you. He created you. He offers you the life for which He has intended. That life in Christ Jesus by faith. And this is where we all begin. That's the starting place. Either we have the rightness in Christ or we do not. Are you a believer and follower in Jesus Christ? Andy shared about then a demonstration of faith. When faith in Christ is ours and its promise of sins forgiven and life eternal, then we have the ability to live a life of a demonstration of faith. Then we have the ability and the power of the Holy Spirit and the direction of God's Word to live a life of faith ready for battle, to do great things, as Pastor Mark just shared. A life building faith which brings victory over an insurmountable enemy. The world is our enemy, and it stands in opposition to our faith. Joshua had Jericho. We have the world as our enemy. Fear and doubt is not from the Lord. We've been given the power of God within. How do we stand against that opposition? By the Word of God. By faith in Jesus, the living Word of God. How do I demonstrate a wholehearted faith in Jesus Christ today? What victories have I known in the demonstration of my faith in Christ Jesus? What battles are before me for which I need to be prepared? What walls have risen in front of you that need to come down by faith? When those walls come before us, realize we've been given the opportunity to demonstrate the power of God in our life. It's a very powerful moment. It's a special moment. It's a time when God has brought us to a crossroads, and we can choose one of two directions. We can choose to stand in our own power and fail, or we can trust in Him and have the victory that He wants us to have. So we must realize that we need to always be training for that inevitable conflict, to train to handle the Word of God accurately, to stand with our brothers. John shared the importance of being of bearing our, each other's burdens in the exercise of our faith. When faith comes in Christ, when that is ours, then we have the ability, again, in the power of the Holy Spirit and guided by the truth of God's Word. We don't have to make this up. God has given us His Word for that purpose. And we can exercise our faith in care for each other. And that's not a common message today. The world tells us to take care of ourselves, particularly men. Oh, you just be a man. Man up. Deal with it. The Lord tells us to bear one another's burdens. The Lord has called us as brothers. We are family in Christ. The idea is certainly to be concerned and cared for each other as brothers, as family. If someone goes down, we lift them up. We don't leave them there. We don't abandon them. We see where they have fallen and endeavor to help them stand once again. Amen? That's what we are as brothers. It's not just a nice term to share among each other at church or on men's conferences. That's what it means to be a brother in Christ. Now, it's highly likely that before we gave our lives to Christ and surrendered to Him and to the will of Father, it's possible that we had very little concern about each other's burdens. And that's what comes with the nature of selfishness. When we become a new creation in Christ, the old things pass away. Part of those old things A huge part of that old things is bound up in selfishness, which is never satisfied. But as new creations in Christ, we learn to die to ourselves daily. We take up our cross, the cross of Christ, and we follow Him. And in doing so, we become concerned about others, as it should be. Some questions related to that. Does my faith have the element of bearing one another's burden? Do I even consider anybody and maybe the burden that they have? Is there anything that in my life that helps others, that upholds the weak? Am I pointing others to the Savior for the ultimate help? Because that is ultimately where our help is in Christ Jesus. Only when these things are true of us will we look to see how we can help and stand with others in the fight of faith against the world, against the flesh, and against the devil. Pastor Mark shared that when faith in Christ is ours, we have the courage to face the enemy and overwhelming odds, and we can do courageous things for the Lord and for His kingdom and for His glory. With this sort of faith in Jesus, we will certainly be able to run with the horses when that time comes. We will not grow weary in battle. We will have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit as our strength. He is our power. He is our strength. We will have the truth of God's Word as our guide. Someone has said, the purpose of life is the building of character in Christ by faith through truth. One does not build character by being a spectator. Nothing is built by spectators. So some questions. Against overwhelming odds, what is the Lord asking me to do for Him today? Am I an active Christian? Do I remember the promises of God? Do I recognize the presence of God in my life? Am I fighting with the power of God? Our faith needs to be stronger today than it was yesterday. We must be growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which strengthens our faith. If you have not been growing in the grace which strengthens your faith today, pray for that fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Pray that the Lord would put you on that path. Don't leave here without taking that opportunity. It's amazing, you know, we all have these devices, and I think that's an appropriate name. We have these phones, and we're so careful to make sure that they're charged all the time, aren't we? There's a significant part of our day, an instant, and it's quick, that we make sure that our phone is charged. I'll make sure that thing's charged. I don't want to leave the house without that fully charged phone. In like manner, we need to make sure that we allow ourselves to be charged by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. I don't want to make that weird or anything, but we don't plug ourselves into the wall. It's simply by a recognition, Lord, fill me today with Your Holy Spirit to face whatever is out there in the world, all the enemies that are there, and all the evil that is there, all the good that I may be able to do, and however You may use me in that. This is how our faith is strengthened. Men of faith know God's Word. Men of faith team up. Men of faith move out. Men of faith see the big picture. Men of faith claim the victory before the battle. Men of faith inspire action. This is how we are able to run with the horses. I believe we're at a threshold moment today. You may have started this day in crises, just like Jeremiah was in crises, struggling to run with the footmen. It is our prayer as you leave here today that you would leave ready to run with the horses. Amen? And this is what's going to happen now going forward into lunch. I'm going to invite the men who have shared this morning and Kit to come forward now. And we're going to begin to close the service, the conference together with two songs. So you guys can go ahead and come forward. And the guys are going to be here available for us to pray with them. Myself and the men who have spoken today and pastors will be up front here for you. If this is the day if this is the day you wish to begin your relationship with the Lord, we will pray with you and for you and show you how that happens. It's very simply through a prayer. If you wish for prayer for anything else, we are here to pray for you as well. After the two songs that Kit will lead in, and while he's doing these songs, feel free to come up. We're going to stand together. Let's stand together now. We're going to stand together, and yes, I'm going to ask you to come forward for prayer in the presence and as witness of all these men. But it's necessary and I think needed to stand before the Lord today and before these witnesses. Make a statement of faith in that and come forward for prayer. After the two songs, Steve is then going to come and he's going to pray for our lunch, and then he will excuse us. And even after we're dismissed, we're going to remain up front here for you, and it won't be too late to come forward for prayer at that time. So now I'm going to turn it over to Kit after one last word for us. Brothers, determine today to be the day of your life that your faith changes for the rest of your life and into your eternity. Amen. God bless you.